Welcome, graduates, parents, family, and friends. This world belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. I would like to send out a personal thank you to each one of you for your commitment and belief in each one of us. 13 years ago, when we started our journey in kindergarten, high school graduation seemed a lifetime away, and now we are within days of our biggest dream since our first day of school. It wasn't until junior year that I had the opportunity to meet some of these wonderful people I call friends. When I walked into the halls of George Wythe, I had the mindset that I was going to do all the things I knew I was capable of doing and push myself to the limit. We all know that high school graduation will be something we can always look back on and smile, no matter how old we might get or how many wrinkles we might count. Some of you may not know me. My name is Morgan Krieger, but most of those who know me just call me Mo. I attend George Wythe and have been a proud member of Higher Ground since January of this year. Being a member during that time has allowed me to get the opportunity to have a huge role in Hope for Hunger. I was there from the get-go to the very end. I often say yes to everything, even if I don't have the time, because I know I have a mighty God on my side, and with Him, all things are possible. God has given me God has given me the ability to function under extreme stress, and He has given me the talent to do my very best work in whatever I do. I recently graduated from Wytheville Community College, and wow, what an eye-opener. There's really no comparison to the feeling you get when you're about to walk across stage in front of hundreds of people to receive your degree. Unlike all of my fellow graduates at WCC, I haven't even graduated high school yet. Some of you may be wondering, how on earth did she manage to pull that off? Well, I often wonder the same thing. But I can answer your question with a few words. Hard work and dedication really do pay off in the long run. I often hear people say, Morgan's really got her life together. And when I hear those words, I automatically think of all the reasons to why I seem to be that way. I have a wonderful family at home, a very supportive group of friends, an outstanding youth leader, and above all, an amazing God on my side. My mother and father could no doubt talk about my extreme level of determination. You're looking at the girl who never watches TV because she's always got her head shoved in a textbook or a laptop working on something. Mom and Dad, you have raised this girl up in the way that a child should be, and I cannot say thank you enough. You taught me to make the right decisions and always follow my dreams. You all have taught me to think before I act, always remember my morals and values, and well, I can at least say you attempted to teach me how to chew with my mouth shut. I have a 7-year-old little brother, Joshua, who looks up to me like I'm a superhero. I have to act in a way that I would want him to act, and I thank God for him every day. He is only in first grade, and I only wish him the best of luck as he goes through school, one day to get where I'm standing. The ones who make each and every day great are most definitely my friends. Every day I walk down the halls of George Wythe only to see them laughing and smiling, and that makes my day 10 times better right off the bat. Those of you who know me know I love to laugh, smile, and have a good time. Having been a member of Higher Ground such a short time is unbelievable, taking into all of the accounts of the hugs, laughs, smiles, and friendships that have been created between us. I believe that when God is involved in a friendship, the bond at least triples in strength. I can truly say that I have made a best friend through our involvement in the youth program. Diana, you know everything about me, and I feel like I've known you forever. Though I have to admit, it gets a little scary sometimes when we say something random at the exact same time. But hey, that's what sisters do. I have also got to know this wonderful, sweet, handsome, godly man who just happens to be Mr. Clayton Wright. He is the most admirable young man I have ever met. My involvement in the youth program has also allowed me to gain a relationship with two mentors unlike any other. Bonnie and Tony treat us like we're their own, and that means the world to me. It means the world to all of us. I have spent numerous hours in and out of church with these two, although if I'm not sure, that's good or bad. But through it all, they have grown to be all of our second parents. Okay, now back to school things. I attended Roar Treat until 2011 when I came to George Wythe. That move has turned out to be the best decision I've made so far in my schooling. If you had the pleasure of knowing me when I was little, you would know that I used to be a very shy, timid little girl who has grown to be the complete and total opposite. While at George Wythe, I was a member of the girls' varsity basketball team. Being a senior and a captain this past season made me realize just how old I really am. I can't even remember the first game I ever played, which says to me, you're too old to remember. Speaking of memories, one thing I can clearly remember is back in kindergarten when my friend Sydney and I stole all of our teacher's little erasers. To you all, taking a bunch of little erasers doesn't seem like a big deal, but to 2 7-year-olds, getting away with taking 2 book bags full of erasers home was a big accomplishment. Now that I am only a few days short of graduating high school, I would like to offer up some advice to myself and my fellow students. Does anyone remember the song Sunscreen? Well, I do, and in the song you can find some very helpful advice for the future. Here are a few tips. Enjoy the power and beauty of your youth. Do one thing every day that scares you. Sing. Don't waste your time on jealousy. Get plenty of calcium. Dance. Read the directions, even if you think you know it all. Get to know your parents. Be nice to your siblings. Travel. And always respect your elders. Friends, we are the product of early morning drives, years of SOL tests, quizzes we didn't study for, inedible lunches that we ate anyway because we were hungry and because the snack machines were closed during lunch, late night pep talks, and text messages asking for the right answers to numbers 1 through 10 on page 230-something. As we all go our separate ways this fall, I would like to ask you to remember one thing, even if you forget everything else. God is your best friend. No matter what you go through, how lonely you become, or how bad you want to cry, God will always be there for you. I'm certainly not going to tell you that life is going to be a bed of roses, because we all know it doesn't work that way. But God will never give you something that you can't handle. Life will be hard, and you will have stressful days. You have to approach the coming days with a plan. You must have a strategy for how you're going to tackle your future. Be prepared to take action without anyone standing over your shoulder telling you every move to make. Always consider your thoughts, especially before you say something you don't mean. Be willing to ask others for help. Even if you always work alone, there's no shame in asking someone else to help you better yourself. You must be open to change. Nothing in this world is going to stay the way it is for long. As I reach the end of my speech, I would like to leave you with a quote. The only way to do great work is to love what you do. If you haven't found it yet, keep searching. As with all matters of the heart, you'll know when you find it. Thank you, and God bless.